Hello everyone and welcome to a new episode of the Realm Rocketry Podcast. Today we're going to be talking about some kits that you can get started out with, and we'll get started right after this.
Ignition sequence start. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Since the beginning of time, man has peered into the night sky and wondered, how do I get there? It's the Realm Rocketry Podcast with your host, Brennan Thompson.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Realm Rocketry Podcast. Now, today, before we do any of our business about the main thing, the four kits to start out with, I'd like to tell you one thing. So, the reason why we didn't put out an episode last week was because I'm trying to take a little bit of a break because we're going to be going on a pretty hard run here, and I need a little break. Second thing is, you might have seen that the trailer for this podcast has disappeared from everywhere. So the reason why this has happened is because my podcast host only allows me to have an episode out for 90 days because it's free. Now, that will be changed shortly, and the trailer will be back in its right place very soon. But in the meantime, you can find that trailer if you want to listen to it again at archive.org, and there will be a link in the description for my trailer. So yeah, you're all covered right there. Alright, sounds like we're ready to get into business. So you've heard a lot over the past 6 episodes. I mean, you've learned so much. And if you buy these kits right now, I wouldn't exactly recommend it. What I would recommend doing is listen to this episode, and I'll give you, like, pros and cons, and then you might be able to understand it a little bit better once we have done more stuff, because there'll be construction, getting your workshop, all that stuff. I don't know how much money you want to spend, so that's also a thing. So, yeah, so just don't just buy right now. It's not a buy right now. You gotta think about it over a little bit. Alright. So, with that out of the way, the first kit out of the four is called the Alpha 3. Now, this rocket is pretty much like, it's technically, I'd say it's supposed to be the starting rocket from Estus. And that's the only thing I'm talking about, because that's the thing I have experience with. If you want something from Quest, then you're probably going to have a hard time finding it. But, well, not a hard time finding it. I mean, a hard time finding it in hobby stores, because they don't stock Quest usually. Like Hobby Lobby. So, what I like about the Alpha 3 is you don't have to glue on any fins. Even as a pretty well-advanced rocketeer, I do not like gluing on fins, to keep it short. And you won't have to do that with the plastic fin unit of the Alpha 3. Now, it's nice and easy to build, too. You should be able to build it very fairly easily. It's only a couple knife cuts, so it's not that complicated, and it's just not that hard. I like it. And I think that it's a little bit overpriced. So, yeah, that is one thing. Which, I don't love that, but it's all plastic, basically. You pay for quality is what I'm trying to say right here. Alright. So, next one. The Alpha. Oh, and by the way, I'll have links for all these rockets on Estus, on where you can find them. And I'm not an affiliate of Estus, so I do not make any money if you click on the link in the description for those. Just a friendly thing to tell you. So, the Alpha. So, you might have noticed that this is the same name as the Alpha 3 without a 3, which is precisely right. And the reason why they call this that is, I don't know what the reason is, honestly. It's so weird. But I don't know why. But it's kind of like the advanced starting rocket. That's what I kind of think it is. And the reason why I say that is because the rocket itself is kind of hard compared to the Alpha 3. So the Alpha 3, basically what you do is you cut a couple spots here and there, then you, just glue a couple things in place, and then boom, you're all done. You got a rocket ready to fly! And yeah, fly indeed it will. I mean, I lost mine on a C motor. I wouldn't recommend doing that if I were you. Use B or an A, or I don't know what fuel you're using, but just don't use a C as your first flight. But the Alpha has glue on fins. And as I told you earlier, I don't like that! Boo! And yeah, so that's my opinion on that. I mean, they're good, it's just they're hard work, and I don't love it. So, I will recommend that you get a Estes thing jig. It kind of helps you a little bit when you build that. And it also, I mean, it's more of, here's my number one tip for gluing on the fins for the Alpha. Do not use plastic cement! No! No, just don't do that. No, don't do it. You not do that. With the Alpha 3, you do that, but with this rocket, do not do that! Just don't! And, all wood glue all the time is what this is going to be for this rocket. It's not that hard if you do it slowly, and you think you have a little bit of craftsmanship technique, and you think you can do it. Just don't be too confident, and don't rush it. That's always advice. So next one is the Viking! And this rocket was my own first rocket! So, yeah, that's awesome. And I just love this rocket because of the fact it was my first one. So, yeah. So this might be a little bit of advertisement for the Viking right here. So, the Viking is very, very configurable in fins. What I mean by that is you can have 4 fins, 5 fins, 3 fins, and the fins are made like of cardstock. Oh, I don't know exactly, but you can have as many or as little fins as you want to, which is cool. And yeah, but they have to be glued on, and let me recommend the same thing again. Use a fin jig. And if you don't get the fins straight, use vinegar to take them off. Don't rush it on those fins. Besides that, it's pretty similar to the Alpha. It's a pretty cheap rocket, and a lot of teachers use it as the introductory rocket if they're building model rockets in their curriculum. And I think it's a good rocket. It's not as much work as the Alpha or the Alpha 3 because the motor goes directly into the mount. You wrap some tape around it, put it in there, and hope it doesn't fall out. And if it falls out, you go try and find the motor, although they're pretty sneaky motors. They don't just come right back. And yeah, so that's why you need to use a lot of masking tape in that scenario. Let's see. I mean, yeah, the Viking goes pretty high, so you, if you put more fins on, it doesn't really matter, it's just for fun. And if you think that that's going to make your rocket fly higher, if you put 5 fins on versus 3, then you're wrong. It's going to fly lower, but it's going to be so stable. So yeah, it's just going to fly a little bit lower. I'm guessing 100 feet from 3 to 5, but it's kind of cool how many things configurations there are. Alright, moving on to the last one, the Athena! So, the Athena is more like your first rocket if you're going to be flying with a club and you don't need to have your own launch pad and controller. Now, with the Alpha 3, you can get bundled. With the Alpha and the Viking, you probably are not going to be flying with a club, and you'll get the launch pad and controller, which we'll have an episode on those two things, don't worry. But with the Viking, you're probably going to do the same thing, but with the Athena, you can buy a launch set. But when I bought the Athena, which I really like that rocket, it's a cool color scheme. I think I lost it by flying it really high. don't have to do any assembly. Like, how much assembly is, like, from and just skill. Athena, then Alpha 3, then Viking, then Alpha. The Alpha's probably the hardest, but the Athena's already assembled. So if you want to just kind of dip your feet in the water, don't put too much money in. You can get this thing off of Amazon for like 10, 15 bucks, and you're all good and ready to go. It's a nice little rocket if you're just doing that with a club. And if you need to find a club, just go to the NAR website. That's nar.org, I believe. And you can use the Find a Club page. So, yeah, there's a sampling of those rockets. And none of those really break. Unless, you know, they fly into, like, concrete. Then if they don't break, then that's weird. But from order of liking, I'd probably say that, let's see, what am I going to say? Viking, then I'm going to have to say that Alpha 3 and Athena are tied, and then Alpha. The reason why I don't love the Alpha is I really didn't get the fins right on that, so it's kind of messed up. And I'm still working on figuring out how to fix that problem. Although, I mainly just don't have the time to fix it, but I kind of know how, I'm pretty sure. But, yeah, what else do I have to say? Is there anything else? So, I hope you enjoyed your weekend, and a quick stock tip, because this is totally a stock podcast, not anything about model rocketry, right, guys? Okay, and, yeah, so, if the Buccaneers win the Super Bowl, then the stocks usually actually go up more if the NFC wins the Super Bowl than if the AFC wins the Super Bowl, which is kind of funny. I know why it sounds stupid, but if you want the stocks to go up, please root for the Buccaneers. I mean, come on. And also, I mean, I guess you will say Brady's had so many wins, everybody. Can't win again. But if he wins again, the stock market will probably go up a little bit more. Now, I'm not saying that this will always happen. It's just something that has happened. I mean, who knows? The stock market might go down 50%. No, not 50%, but 8%. If that happens, if the Buccaneers beat the Kansas City Chiefs, and yeah. So, good luck to both teams. I don't really care so much about pro football, and I know that's gonna make some of you angry at me, but okay. But yeah, so good luck on the Super Bowl. I'm hoping that you enjoy your weekend, and you can contact me at the contact section of my website, and you'll find a link to that in the description. So yeah, thanks for listening. Bye. Thank you for listening to the Realm Rocketry Show. Please subscribe, rate, and review. You can visit my website from the link in the description. Until next time, remember, what could go right? Safety third!